In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servant, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
We have come with open arms to say thank you. We are always excited because we know you are about to talk to us. You are about to heal our body. You are about to touch our families. You are about to transform things in our lives. So we are excited. We say thank you tonight. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, tonight, as many as I can say a good amen, touch their lives.
Amen.
As many as are under the sound of my voice, I decree and I declare, let them be touched tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Visit us afresh.
Amen.
Do a new thing.
Amen.
Touch our lives.
Amen.
Touch our families.
Amen.
Touch our ministry.
Amen.
Touch our finances.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray tonight, Lord, each one with burdens in their heart, each one with pain in their lives, each one with trouble in their lives, we decree, oh God, in your mercy, that you will visit them beyond their imagination in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let your word come expressly.
Amen.
We declare your presence in this atmosphere.
Amen.
We rebuke every distraction.
Amen.
Let lives be touched.
Amen.
Let everyone ask answers to their questions.
Amen.
And your name be glorified.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name, we have
prayed.
Amen. What needs it here?
Can you have your seat? God bless you. Good evening. Celebrate the Lord Jesus if you want to do that. That's okay. Ah, am I in the wrong place? Is this Mercy Throne Mission? Celebrate the Lord. That Lord that said his name is Yah. Come on now. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
So we want to welcome everyone tonight. We say good evening to you. And we are so happy that you are coming to worship and fellowship with us. Either you have been here before or this is your first time, you are welcome. Everybody is important here. Can you celebrate yourself? Celebrate yourself. Come on now. Come on now. You can celebrate yourself better than that. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. That's a beautiful piece from the choir. Can you celebrate the choir again once? Thank you for that worship session. Thank you. Thank you, Father. 1 Timothy chapter 6 tonight. We read from verse 8 through 9. How many of you were here last week Friday? Can you give me a wiper? Come on now. Let me see. How many of you went back home and you have to reflect over your life on the subject matter of Christian reality? How many of you the last message talk to, minister to? Let me see your hand, please. Let me understand. That you understand last week's message and it's minister to you. Let me see your hand better. Okay, good. Okay, good.
good.
No worries, it's okay.
First Timothy tonight, Timothy chapter 6, verse 8 through 9. But godliness with contentment is a great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing. Last week we started a very interesting series that has to do with the identity that we have when we come into Christ, which is being a Christian. And then we touched part one last week that there are realities that must dawn on us, we as believers, not just enjoying the name or the title, not just looking forward to the benefit that we are attached to being a Christian, but we need to understand the reality that Christianity has a reality that needs understanding. The truth of this is that when we say we are Christian, what we are saying practically is that these are the people that look like Jesus. And more of that is that even God himself did not count it robbery that you should be called Christ or Jesus. Whichever one that comes to the mouth of the people, God wants you to build yourself in a form that when people look at you, they can say, are you Jesus? You say, well, if you have seen me, you have seen Jesus. You are the one crying to God for help. God is also crying to you to represent him well. Is he not so interesting that one could have such a big problem and run ecta-sketa? Meanwhile, anytime you appear to that problem, the problem itself is scared of you. But you, lacking the knowledge that you have capacity over that problem, keeps you subjected to that problem forever. Look at the interesting thing. As dangerous as a snake may be, if you appear and see a man all of a sudden, it will not come with the consciousness of that poison to attack you. First is to take cover. A snake with a venom that can kill a man. But you know the interesting thing is that when man appear before a snake as well, as a snake, especially a big one, Psalm 91 will come automatically. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Especially when you find one in your bedroom. You can relate,
eh?
Meanwhile, when you saw the snake, the snake already said, ah, so today is my day of death. But you are afraid. Some people, after you kill the snake in that bedroom, 4 days later,
ọpọlọpọ nígbà tí a bá pe ìjò náà tán ọjọ mẹrin wọn ti ẹtun nílé sùn bẹ.
Who can relate it to me? Shout
hallelujah.
I said, let me check. Maybe the husband is there or the wife.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n wo bóyá ọkọ rẹ tàbí àwọn ọmọ rẹ ń bẹ ń bẹ.
The Bible says, for those who, for the fear of death, were subjected unto bondage forever. For the fear of death, were subjected to bondage forever. So many people are dying today, not because of the power of death, but because of the fear of death.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ń kú lónìí, kì í ṣe torí ẹ pé ikú lágbára, ṣùgbọ́n nítorí pé ẹ̀rù ikú ló mú wọn kú.
Christian realities.
You are a Christian
to show people how Christ looks like, what Christ is able to do, how does Christ behave on some subject matters. You are the typical picture of Jesus on earth today. Fiery as the lion is, if the lion appeared in your farm and see you, do you know the lion will not come after you? The lion runs back first.
You need to come
to the reality of your identity. You must be consumed by who you are. Dreams should never be a torment to you. A witch must not terrorize you and you are running up and down. I don't care what that person is or who that person is. I am assuring you, as a Christian, you have no reason to be afraid of any man.
Please
am I communicating? Many of you have become victims of false prophets because you are afraid of a dream, you are afraid of one human, you are afraid of a situation, you are afraid of this and that. All the time, your life is surrounded by fear. You are on the mountain because of fear. You are fasting because of fear. You are going to the prophet because of fear. Fear, fear, fear everywhere, which the Bible says clearly, He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of sound mind. See, what I'm going to try as much as possible to leave you with even tonight is you understanding what God expects of you. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A better one. Louder. So last week, I was able to define for you what God expects of you. And then we came into a critical point that the hallmark of your representation is to have godliness to display to men. And we say the Greek word for godliness is theotita, which translates to piety, which means, number one, the divinity of God. Number two, a life that has been influenced by God. Which means that for you to say you are a Christian and say you are godly, it must be obvious to everybody that God had influenced this life. And I told you, there are variables to look out for. So today we go to part two of this message. Having demystified what godliness is, we need to press further. Because I told you the hallmark of your faith and your identity as a Christian is to show people who God is. Then you have to be so godly that your life begins to reflect God.
You
know, so interesting, the Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain. The writer of that book found nothing to compare with godliness. So he said, the whole world, the Bible says, if anyone gain the whole world and lose his soul, gain the whole world and lose his soul, what shall he use to replace it? Look at something. But he now said, godliness, forget the whole world. Because the value of the whole world is gain. But godliness is when you are contented. He said the value of godliness is great gain, not gain. It means the whole world is less than the value of your identity. Am I communicating here?
So until I'm so sure ye we pay number T in Yaba Fia Yerefujesu. Kini
So therefore, we are looking into this subject in a critical form that we will not lose the essence. Listen, you don't need Jesus to have money.
Oh, ko nilo Jesu lati ni owo.
Yes. You don't need Jesus to build a house.
Oh, ko nilo Jesu lati kole.
You don't need Jesus to buy a car.
Oh, ko nilo Jesu lati ra oko.
You can be a Yahoo boy and have many cars and houses and investments.
Ole je Yahoo ko si ni orisirisi.
All the things you can possess outside Jesus is gaining the whole world. You cannot gain above the world. All your gain is limited to this world. And then we are talking of a great gain. A great gain. Because that gain comes from a great God.
So
the writer could not compare any other thing to godliness.
Onkowe yi ko le fi ohun kan sakawe ohun ti iwa bi Olorun je.
I know the people in the world are conscious of gain.
Mo mo pe awon tun be nu aye ere ni won le.
Okay, let me show you a better one then.
Aje ki salaye.
Let's say the godliness we are talking about is more than the gain you can get in the world.
Ka so pe iwa bi Olorun ta n soro o ju ere ti a le ri ninu aye lo.
Is somebody here with me?
So, if you
are with me, shout hallelujah.
A
better one, please.
Hallelujah.
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11, the Bible says, no present chastisement seems to be good. No rebuking, no correction of this moment seemed to be good. At this time, it does not look joyous. It looks grievous. But afterwards, the Bible says it will produce a fruit called the fruit of righteousness. You see, when we are trying to make sure, we are saying, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't go here, don't touch this, don't eat that. All these things we are trying to put in place for you as instructions, they will look too difficult now. Because the Bible says, no chastisement presents itself good at all. It does not look pleasurable.
But
the end result is you coming into that stage where God said, I am your reward. Godliness is a great gain for you. The whole world may have access to sleep like dogs around the place, dress like prostitute around the place, drink alcohol, smoke their life, do any manner of thing. They think they are gaining. They can scam and dupe people. But you must come to that point where we are saying, don't do this, don't do that. The little you should do is to make sure that your life is in accordance with God, and then the end result will produce a fruit called righteousness. Godliness with contentment. So everything we are trying to check in your life is to make sure that you become godly. People will say you are stupid but become godly. People will say you are too slow, become godly. People will say you are not exposed, you just remain godly. At the end result of their own toiling, all they can enjoy is gain. And the Bible said that gain cannot save their soul. But you, while you are saved and you are godly, there is a great gain reserved for you.
Nítorí òpin ìrìnàjò wọn náà ni pé pátápátá ẹ̀gbọ́n gbádùn ìgbádùn náà fún èrè fún gbàrà pẹ́ náà ni. Ṣùgbọ́n ìwọ Bíbélì sọ pé ìwọ ó ní èrè púpọ̀.
I'm finding a way to communicate. There is a knot there. I really want you to get that part.
Mo fẹ́ kí ohun tí à ń sọ yìí kó yé wa dáradára.
I can acquire all the wealth and I mass everything together on this earth for myself. If you remove godliness out of all that I have, everything I have is subjected to that title gain. There is no, in fact, with all the prosperity that Chief MK Abiola has, everything is gain. You can combine the money of Abiola, Abacha, Lutz, and Dangote, and everything. In fact, you can be richer than Nigeria and become the richest man in the world. If this thing we are talking about is not in your life, all that you have is gain. And the Bible said, gain is too small to buy your soul. What shall it profit a man who shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? A lost soul is a soul that is not godly. So we will say, don't do this, don't do that. We'll press, we'll push. There will be some pressure. There will be some correction. There will be some adjusting and this and that in your life right now. It will not sound well. But don't worry. What we are trying to achieve is to see that you become godly. Our aim is not gain. Our aim is great gain. I'm praying for you that the Lord will give you understanding tonight. When Jesus looked at his own beautiful dear life and he gave it out, it seems as if Jesus has lost. It looked like he loses. But what he gave, I say what he gave out became a great gain for him today. Today, God will reorder your steps in the name of Jesus. I pray that all that the world may be enticing you with, very soon they will know that they watch nothing beside you.
Hallelujah.
Godliness is when a man realizes and becomes conscious of the life he's living. Godliness is when a man realizes that he has no value. That the value in his life is the God in his life.
It's
the life of Christ that dwelleth in him, that is the value of his life. Am I communicating here? Please, are you here with me? When a man realizes that everything in the world is under gain, it has no value, and realize that the only true gain, the great gain, is to be godly. When a man realizes that he has no life outside Jesus and begin to live the life of God in him, that man is said to become godly. Becoming conscious of the Christ life in you.